Phoenix police officers begin training today for a new policy aimed at reducing the number of officer-involved shootings. Phoenix led the nation last year with 44 people shot by police. Starting August 19th, Phoenix police officers will be required to record every time they point their weapon at someone. It's the top recommendation that came out of a National Police Foundation report on the city's problem with officer-involved shootings. Joining me now is one of the authors of that study. Justin Nix is a professor in the School of Criminology and Criminal Justice at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
So let's start with the beginning here. Why is this a top recommendation? What does it do when an officer sort of documents every time they even draw a weapon?
It does a few things. So coming into this study, you know, we were asked to try to point to reasons that there was a spike in officer-involved shootings in 2018. And, you know, we were restricted to the data that we had access to. And one of the things we noticed was that the Phoenix Police Department didn't currently document when officers point their guns at people. And it's a practice that is fairly common in the field, and it certainly has become more common in recent years. But had we had that information, it would have allowed us to do some more analyses that might have been able to speak better to the context around this spike and the trends maybe feeding into it. So, you know, they went from 22 officer-involved shootings the year before to 44. What if, for example, instances where officers pointed their guns and did not shoot similarly doubled? Or even tripled, right? What if that increase was even more so? Well, that would actually sort of run counter to the narrative, and that would suggest that officers were still using a great deal of restraint. The second thing that it would allow them to do is speak better to the existence or non-existence of racial disparities in officer-involved shootings.
So in Phoenix and other cities, like, there's this, obviously, this concern that people of color are more often the victims of officer-involved shootings. So this, you're saying, could give us a clearer picture of whether or not that's the case.
Much clearer, right? I mean, with other databases where you're only looking at the outcome, where you're only looking at a fatal shooting or a shooting and you don't have some denominator to compare it against, you really can't speak to the likelihood of an officer using force. And unfortunately, it's not as easy as just dividing by the percentage of the population that each group accounts for, because not everybody in the population is coming into contact with officers, right? And so there may be reasons related to disparity or bias or any other number of factors that speak to why one group comes into contact with officers more often than others. But in terms of that decision to pull the trigger, really the best denominator that I'm aware of currently is to know when they pointed their guns, where it might have been reasonable for them to use deadly force, but then they ultimately didn't.
So I want to ask about how this has worked in other places. Like, this wasn't a surprising recommendation, because it sounds like the research shows that in other cities that have used this kind of policy, they've really seen improvements. Why?
Yeah, so at least one study suggests that agencies that have this policy experience lower rates of deadly force relative to agencies who don't have this policy. And it's just another point for officers to think about, okay, is this a situation where I need to use deadly force, right? And it's another requirement that they're going to have to document and that they're going to be evaluated on. Now, we do need more research to establish causality, but I think that it's just another factor that they have to think about. And I want to caveat that by saying it's not related to a greater number of assaults on officers or you know, people who might be concerned about hesitation as a result of having to think more through things. We really don't see any evidence that it's associated with an increased risk to officers to have this additional factor to think about when they draw their weapons.
So how difficult is it or how reliable is the information that you've gotten from other police departments? Like, is it something that police officers can reliably track or are, you know, honest in reporting? Or is it something that's pretty hard to do and you might not remember?
Well, right. I mean, that's going to be the concern with any type of official data that you have, right? Is it being filled out reliably and accurately? And that, to some extent, is an unknown. But we do know that even when we factor in lower levels of force, you know, agencies that have clearer guidelines, more restrictive policies, that remove some of the vagueness around when officers can use force. And we see that officers become then likely to abide by the policy and they show lower rates of force as a result. So provided that officers are filling out the reports as intended, and provided that you can filter out certain instances that might not be applicable. So, you know, sometimes officers consistent with training, they come into a situation with guns drawn. So, for example, a felony traffic stop, or if they're trying to clear a building, for example. And so as long as you can document that that's the nature of the pointing of the gun, then the agency can decide, all right, is this something that we should include in that denominator I referenced, or is it something that maybe should be excluded? But again, this will all go back to training and sort of, you know, if the agency can do some quality checks to make sure that officers are filling it out correctly, then I think that they'll have a really rich source of data. And one other thing I would add is that it's another thing that they can look at in terms of accountability. So if you can imagine every officer in the department, you know, they draw their guns and they report it, there are going to be outliers at either end of the distribution. And so you can look and see who are those outliers that are pointing their guns much more than other officers. And then you can sort of evaluate, is it sort of expected? Maybe they're a SWAT officer, and so they're more frequently in circumstances where they might be pointing their guns. Or is there something else going on? And so it can kind of be used as an early warning system in that regard.
All right. That's Justin Nix, criminal justice professor at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. Justin, thank you for the insight on this.
Yeah, thanks.